Hello and welcome to my very first episode of Country Music Coming and Going. My name is Ryan Krauss, and in this podcast we talk about everything country music, from new releases to old songs, probably mainly the 90s songs. We talk about everything going on in current events, country music, like if a country artist gets married or engaged or has a baby. Well, let's just say if it's country, it's covered here. So because this is the very first episode of my podcast, I want to have a little get to know me. And with that, I think the best way to get to know me is, especially for in this genre, is for me to give my top four, like my Mount Rushmore of country music artists. So obviously Mount Rushmore, there's four, and like Mount Rushmore, if the ones I picked, they would be carved into stone, and I think my picks are pretty good. So, here they are. So before I start, I just want to say that you guys might not agree with some of my picks. Heck, you might not even agree with all of them, or you might love all of them. But just know that, and please respect that these are my picks. And, well, I hope you enjoy. So, coming in at number four is... he's a newer artist. He has made songs like You Should Be Here, or Middle of Memory, or Ain't Worth the Whiskey. That's right, everybody. Coming in at number four is new artist Cole Swindell. Well, about 5 years. But I love Cole Swindell, so I love all of his songs. I love him as a person. I just love Cole Swindell, and he definitely deserves to be on this chart for me. Okay, coming in at number three is '90s artist. He has made songs like That'll Make Me a Bad Guy, or Should've Been the Cowboy, or even How Do You Like Me Now? That's right. Number three on my list of Mount Rushmore of country music artists is Toby Keith. Now, I love Toby Keith so much, and I definitely think he deserves 120% to be on this list. Coming in at number two, I really hope you guys like this pick because I love him. This artist, he was in a band called Hootie and the Blowfish that probably gives it away, but his best song, honestly, to be honest, it was probably one of my favorite songs ever. It's a really, really good song, but it's Wagon Wheel, and it's by Darius Rucker. That's right, Darius Rucker. I don't know why, I just love Darius Rucker. I love his songs. I guess you could say I'm a Darius Rucker fanboy. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but Darius Rucker, you're doing good. I don't know why, I just love Darius Rucker so much. I've already said that like 5 times, but number two is Darius Rucker. And coming in at number one, this artist, this might be a little controversial, but this artist, because he got in trouble I guess it was, what, 4 months or so now. He said some racial slurs he should not have, but, and I have to kind of say that because that's a little controversial, but, and if I didn't, I'd be in kind of trouble with, because everyone would be mad at me, but still. Anyway, he has made songs like Whiskey Glasses, Seven Summers, Chasing You, and my favorite song by him is, well, actually, it's tied for two of them. My two favorite songs of his, because they're absolute tied, is This Bar by Morgan Wallen and Living the Dream by Morgan Wallen. Neither of them were one of his biggest hits, but they weren't, I mean. And I don't know, I just love them. And Morgan Wallen is such a good artist. He's a good person. He is. I know that for a fact. Actually, I don't know for a fact, but everyone says he's a good person that meets him, like my idol Bobby Bones. We can talk about that on a later episode. But he's just a, sounds like an overall good person, but he's gotten in trouble. But nevertheless, Morgan Wallen is my favorite of all time country music artist. So just as a recap, my Mount Rushmore is coming in at number 4, it's Cole Swindell. Number 3 is Toby Keith. Number 2 is Darius Rucker. And number 1 is Morgan Wallen. So there you have it, folks. This was really fun doing and recording. I hope you guys like it. And yeah, keep listening. If you can, give me a 5-star review. If you can, wherever you are. Just so that other people can find this podcast. And we can build it up and make a pretty big show. That would be really cool, because I could interview so many people and make so much better content. And also, I'm just very, very excited for this, for you guys to listen to this podcast. Obviously, you've already listened to it if you're hearing this, but I just hope you guys liked it a lot, because I put a lot of time and a lot of effort in this, and this is my dream. My dream is to be a country music radio show host, and like I said earlier, my idol is Bobby Bones, the greatest, easily the greatest country music radio show host ever. He broadcast nationally syndicated radio show in, I think it's like 70 some countries, all the states, except I think he's missing like one, maybe one or two, but I mean, he built that show up from scrap, and I really hope to do that with this podcast. So once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. See you next time.